This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Portal says citizens affected by the Bhotekusi flood need the state's support, urged the international community to take concrete steps to ensure climate justice. Nepali Army to continue search and rescue operations until the tunnels of the hydropower projects are fully traversed. Speaker Dolprasad Arial urges all three tiers of the government to carry out rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts to make citizens feel the state's presence. And United Nations says wildfires, heat waves endanger air quality and health. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has said the citizens affected by the August 26th Bhotekusi flood in Rasuwa, who lost their homes, loved ones and livelihoods, are in deep distress and need the state's support and reassurance. Addressing the nation after returning to Kathmandu from his visit to the areas affected by the Bhotekusi flood in Rasuwa and Nuwakot today, President Portal said that complaints and demands of the victims be understood as a sign to solve the problems and not as a criticism. The head of the state said the government is working to make all efforts for the rescue, search, relief, reconstruction and rehabilitation of the flood victims more effective by coordinating with local authorities and all levels, bodies, structures and stakeholders of the state. He said he came forward to address citizens in this difficult hour of grief, assuring them that he stands with them in their sorrow. The president urged the international community not only to listen the voices of ecologically affected nations including Nepal, but also to take concrete and effective steps to ensure climate justice to them. The Nepali Army asserted that it will continue with search and rescue operations inside tunnels of flood-damaged hydropower projects until the tunnels have been fully traversed, unless the government decides otherwise. Speaking at a press conference, Brigadier General Subhas Jang Thapa said rescue teams are conducting continuous searches inside the tunnels. Nepali Army spokesperson Raja Ram Bosnet said the operation has been divided into three areas, air, ground and tunnel searches, in coordination with other security agencies. The Nepali Army estimates that up to 121 people may be trapped inside tunnels of hydropower projects affected by the Bhotekusi floods and has intensified efforts to locate and rescue them. 13,396 people have been rescued so far during the search and rescue operations in the affected areas since the flood hit the Bhotekusi River in Rasuwa on the 26th of August. Among those rescued, 3,533 people are sheltered in 39 holding centers across Rasuwa, Nuwakot and Dhading. After the flood, so far the bodies of 1,355 people have been found, while 4,996 people are still missing. 587 foreign tourists from 34 countries have gone missing in the Bhotekusi River floods in Rasuwa, according to the Department of Tourism. Information officer Suraj Ghimide said the missing tourists included those traveling to Kailas Mansarovar for pilgrimage and the Janipurima religious fair. Of them, 256 are men, 329 women and two are of unknown gender. Meanwhile, 188 Nepali tourists have also been reported missing, including 161 men and 27 women. Speaker Dolprasad Arial has urged all three tiers of the government to implement rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts in a way that makes the citizens feel the presence of the state in their lives. Following his inspection of the areas in Galchi in Dhading affected by the recent floods from Bhotekusi and subsequent Trishuli river systems today, the speaker stressed that it is the first responsibility of the government to make the citizen feel the presence of the state during disasters. Speaker Arial said the government is coordinating to expedite rehabilitation of displaced families and stressed an effective one-door system for relief distribution among the three tiers of the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
फोन मा कुरा गर्दा आवाज स्पष्ट नआएर दिक्क लाग्छ
अब अनुभव गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम 4G भोल्टे
भोल्टे भोइस ओभर LTE अब तपाईको हरेक कुराकानी अझ स्पष्ट अझै जीवन्त
HD भोइस क्वालिटी सँग कम ब्याकग्राउन्ड नोइज र अल्ट्रा क्लियर आवाज
यस्तो अनुभव मानौ तपाईले कुरा गरिरहनु भएको व्यक्ति तपाईको छेउमै हुनुहुन्छ
र अझ रमाइलो कुरा,
फोनमा कुरा गर्दै गर्दा पनि चलाइरहनुहोस् 4G स्पीड इन्टरनेट,
क्लियर कल्स र फास्ट इन्टरनेट एकै साथ।
सेवा सुचारू गर्न आफ्नो फोनमा *444 हास डायल गर्नुहोस्। 4G बोल्थे
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. As Nepal observes a day of national mourning today, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of life and destruction caused by the devastating floods. Addressing the Australian Parliament, Prime Minister Albanese said Nepal is not alone in this difficult time and expressed solidarity with the country and its people as they continue to cope with the disaster.
On behalf of Australia, I express my deepest condolences to all Nepali people affected by this disaster. Today, as Nepal marks a national day of mourning, I want our Nepalese friends to know that they do not carry this burden alone. Our governors engage with Australia's Nepali, Tibetan and Indian communities. Our thoughts are with them and all those affected by this disaster. I ask all Australians to hold on to hope and to pray. That spirit stands as a powerful reminder that no matter the scale of what we face it together, and we face it with our shared spirit of humanity.
Australian Prime Minister Albanese also said he had spoken by telephone with Prime Minister Balinder Shah last Friday and convened his deep condolences on behalf of the Australian people. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. While fires and heat waves which generate microscopic airborne pollutants risk undermining international efforts to improve air quality, protect human health and safeguard nature, the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, said on Monday. According to the AFP News Agency, the United Nations Weather and Climate Agency underlined the links between air pollution and climate change, which scientists say is leading to more frequent and more intense heat waves and wildfires. The agency said extreme wildfires are increasing, leading to big health consequences because of the high toxicity of smoke. Israeli airstrikes overnight killed 11 people in a South Lebanon village, including 2 infants, Lebanese state media said Monday, a day after separate raids left 7 dead. According to the AFP news agency, Israel has been intensifying strikes in the southern Nabati area after it said Thursday it had seized the strategic Ali al-Tahir Ridge from Hezbollah, a claim that the Iran-backed group has not commented on. However, Israel on Monday accused Hezbollah of repeated drone attacks and rebuilding its military capabilities in southern Lebanon. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of the country, at many places in the Tara areas of Koshi, Lumini and Sudarshan provinces, and at some places in Madhes province and the Tara areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at 1 or 2 places in the Himalayan hilly and Tara areas of Koshi province, the Himalayan and hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali province and the hilly and Tara areas of Lumbini and Sudarshan provinces. Very heavy rainfall is also likely at 1 or 2 places in the Tara areas of Sudarshan province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal says citizens affected by the Bhotekosi flood disaster need the state support, urged the international community to take concrete steps to ensure climate justice, Nepali Army to continue search and rescue operations until the tunnels of the hydropower projects are fully traversed. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal urges all 3 tiers of the government to carry out rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts to make citizens feel the state's presence. And United Nations says wildfires, heat waves endanger air quality and health. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.